said so. She's in love with me and I feel fine. She's in love with me.
Everybody, it's another Thursday with me, DJLC, only on Tinsel Talk, only at radio.dominican.edu. And as always, I'm joined by my guest, Cotty. And today, we will be talking about some music news that's happening. As always, movies, TV shows, or lack thereof TV shows. I have some story time for everyone. And some celebrity gossip, including why I should write a book about why Justin Bieber should just stop. And again, you can go onto radio.dominican.edu, scroll down, find my little icon of Kim Kardashian, and next to it, you can find links to my Facebook, Twitter, and my blog. Like, follow, all those things. Thank you very much. But first, before we go on to anything, I have a PSA. Do you enjoy independent films? If so, listen closely. The 12th annual Tiburon International Film Festival is set for April 11th through the 19th. This 9-day event showcases the best in global cinema. This year's films will include presentations from Japan, Colombia, the United States, Cuba, France, Italy, Germany, Yemen, Spain, Turkey, and India, to name a few. For tickets and info, go to www.tiburonfilmfestival.com. Again, that's www.tiburonfilmfestival.com for tickets and info. So on to the very first bit of our show. The Jonas Brothers are back with their song Pom Poms, which they also released a music video to. And I was watching this music video, and a couple things struck me. First off, I had to pause it because I didn't know that was Nick Jonas in the music video. He doesn't look like a white man. Let's just put it that way. He looks like a very light-skinned ethnic man. He doesn't look like Nick Jonas. Frankly, he's pretty ugly. Joe Jonas looks like he's on crack. And surprisingly, Kevin Jonas looks the best, surprisingly. Like, that never happens. And then I noticed in the video that there's this creepy kid, and he was just kind of staring at this person's crotch. And it was only, like, maybe 5 seconds, but it was, like, the most uncomfortable 5 seconds of my life. And then there was provocative dancing from these ladies, and it's weird for me. Considering they used to wear purity rings. I'm still stuck on that. And then there's this part where Nick Jonas was trying to dance. And, like, I don't know why he's the only Jonas brother that was trying to dance, but frankly, it looked like he had a stick up his butt. And it was just it was funny, I thought. Like, I laughed and I rewound it a couple times and I watched it. But overall, the song is catchy. I like it. I'm not usually a big Jonas Brothers fan, but I really liked this song. So I gave it an A- overall. What did you think of the song?
I mean, it was really catchy, and it was a lot different than what they usually come up with, especially their music video, like you said. I guess overall, I'd give it a B.
Oh my gosh, it's A-, solid A-. Anyways, Selena Gomez, her CD's coming out this month, and she had Taylor Swift help write her songs, so clearly they're all going to be about Justin Bieber and getting over him and whatnot. And Selena tweeted something about how Taylor Swift really liked it. Well, duh, she helped you write it. But on to more important news. My Chemical Romance broke up. I can't believe that. I've seen My Chemical Romance in concert 3 times, I think. All at Taste of Chaos. Loved Taste of Chaos. And I really like My Chemical Romance, and I can't believe they broke up. Actually, I'm still surprised they were together for so long.
But how long were they together?
I don't know the exact years, but I was in 6th grade when I went to my first Taste of Chaos. That's a long time. Obviously, they were together before that. So that's years. Quite a few years under their belt. They're pretty old now. And Paramore is back with a new single called Still Into You. And there's going to be a music video that accompanies it. But honestly, I don't really care. I don't like Paramore. I just felt like I should put this in there because some people do. I'm more stuck on the My Chemical Romance breaking up. Like, what? That is an era. I love My Chemical Romance. So, on to movies. Sorry, I just got to recollect myself for what's coming up. Movies. The Host, which is a Stephanie Meyer's book. I read it when it came out because my mom bought it for me because I like the Twilight book. So she's like, hey, look, Stephanie Meyer wrote a new one. So I read it. It was so boring. I hated it. But the movie looks pretty good. I didn't get to see it, but Kati here did, so.
It was really good. It was really well put together. The effects on it were really well made. The acting was good in it. I give it an overall A.
Wow.
It was, I really enjoyed it.
And then I'm like getting so stoked for The Great Gatsby, which is another adaptation from a book, which I read and I loved. I don't see how people didn't love that book. That was a good.
I did not like it at all.
It was such a good book. I couldn't put it down. I loved it. And the movie looks so good. It has Leonardo DiCaprio in it, and it's just.
I agree with you on that
off
statement.
Off the chain. Like, it looks so good. It looks a lot different than the book. But it looks really good. And this brings me to my first break. And after my break, I'm going to be talking about story time and then some celebrity gossip. But before that, I'm going to play a song for you. It's a new song that I downloaded today. It's special to me.
Oh, this is going to be a good one.
Do you already know what it is?
Yeah.
It's special to me.
Just play it.
And yeah, so this has been DJLC, only at radio.dominican.edu. And, I lost the song. Okay. And the song is I Want You Bad by R5.
In the back of a taxi cab, just one turn and it happened fast. We touched hands and we pulled them back, yeah. I want you bad. And even though it should be so wrong, I can't help but feel this strong. Cause you've lived my whole world on like the light. I might just go crazy, cause you're my best friend's baby. But you got me thinking maybe, just maybe, I don't know what to do. I'm in love with someone else who's gone. Someone could help me. This is just so unhealthy.
And we are back. This is DGLC, and you are listening to radio.dominican.edu. And that was R5, I Want You Bad.
Can you tell them why you played that song?
No. Because I like the song, that's why I played that song. The video that I saw this from, the song from, the lyrics are a little bit dirtier, and I liked it, but I couldn't find a good version of that, the dirtier version. Sorry, just, this subject gets me.
Should we go okay. in more depth?
No, I shouldn't. No, we shouldn't, because it's creepy. Okay, but if you're just tuning in, we went over music news, including why My Chemical Romance breaking up, and movies, including...
You sound like you're going to cry.
Because I'm trying not to laugh, because that video is my life. Like, you don't even know.
Okay. I do know, though.
Okay, and then movies, including how the host got an A, but the book got an F. Okay. And honestly, that R5 song, I give it an A++.
No, you give the video an A++.
Not even the video, just the performance.
The one person in the video.
The A++. Those hip thrusts just clicked in my brain, and I love the song. Oh, gosh. Okay. On to TV news.
That was a really creepy laugh. You sound like that person from Spy Kids, that guy with that creepy laugh. Do you know which one I'm talking about?
No, but I'm trying to hold it in. That's probably why it sounds like I'm about to cry, because I am crying from laughing. But on TV, all the shows that I've like watched are going on a 3-week break, and they all chose to go on a 3-week break at the same time. It's like they all band together and was like, let's do it at the same time so we can drive LC crazy. The only show that hasn't gone on break is Carrie Diaries. But in that show, she's messing everything up. She's just talking too much and just screwing everything up. It was going so good, and then it went so sour so fast.
Within 10 minutes.
Not even 10 minutes, like 10 seconds. Because they were on the way to the hotel to get down, and bam, she ruined it by opening up her mouth. I was looking forward to some shirtless Sebastian time. That's what I need in my life. Calm. That's what I need in my life. Sorry, I have things.
Stop picturing that video in your mind.
I can't do it. It's like haunts me. Anyways, I needed some shirtless Sebastian in my life, and I didn't get that, and I was upset. And another show that did go off for 3 weeks was The World of Jinx. And, it's the second season, and it's this filmmaker, Andrew Jinx, and he follows three people around that are in their early 20s, and he, documents their life, kind of. And one of them is named D-Real, and he's from Oakland. And he is a dancer, but he used to be in a gang. And his brother got killed, so he decided to not be in a gang anymore and decided to pursue his passion in dance. And they live in, him and his friends, his dance crew, live in a really, really ghetto area of Oakland. There's a lot of killings there around the area he lives. And Andrew Jenks, for one of the guy's birthday, took them camping. And they were so scared of the dark. It was hilarious, these guys are so used to death and are all around them, and they've had multiple family members die due to gang violence, and they're scared of the dark. They were scared of some woods. It was hilarious. But the funniest part is this dance crew consists of D-Real, E-Ninja, Chonky, and Gary. They literally introduced Gary last on the show, and it's just all these pretty cool names than Gary.
That one must have been the hardest to figure out. Most time spent on picking Gary's name.
I know. And E-Ninja doesn't have eyebrows. He has tattoos where his eyebrows are supposed to be. It's weird. But they're really good dancers. Their video, It's like called Dancing in the Rain, I think. It was a tribute to D-Real's brother. It has 3 million views on YouTube. That's a lot of views. And then there's No Glee. I don't even remember what happened last time on Glee. I'm pretty sure I already talked about what happened on last time on Glee. Because I'm pretty sure it's the second week it's off.
Yeah, it is.
But this isn't Glee news. The actor that plays Finn, his name is Corey Monteith. He checked himself into rehab for drug addiction. Which, I don't know. I don't want to say anything. Never mind. It's kind of mean. And then Heather Morris, she plays Brittany. She's pregnant, and so they're going to have to like write her character out of the show for a while. So I wonder how that's going to happen. Especially since I heard that her character is getting a lot of new storylines. So that's not important. What's important is story time. And our story time is a good story time. So, what, like, beginning of this semester, it's like February, I'm not sure. Beginning of the semester, we talked about this girl group from the UK called Little Mix and our love for them because they're really good. And then over spring break, I heard that Little Mix was coming to Sacramento. And in fact, they were putting on a small concert for free. It's full free. And so, of course, we had to go. And we did. We waited in line for 6 hours. Fourth row. We were like fourth row. We were so close. You could like smell them. Actually, I couldn't smell them, but I'm sure they smelled good. What, like, you can jump in here.
The 6 hours were completely worth it. Like, we were so close, and then Perry was the closest one to us.
She was. It was amazing. And
she's even more perfect in person.
Yeah, she's so pretty.
Like, if you Google Perry Edwards, like, just look at a picture of her, she's so much more perfect in person. And they're all just really pretty, and I just wish I could go back to Monday.
But while waiting in line, there was some really obnoxious girls. We were some of the oldest ones there. I'm not gonna lie, I like things 12-year-olds like. I do. I'm not ashamed of that. But that also includes that there's a lot of, like, you know, 15, 16-year-olds at these shows that I go to. Gotta put up with them. They're annoying. But then there's this girl. She was, like, our age. And she got VIP, so she got to meet them. And then Cotty found her Instagram. And she's met so many celebrities. It's like, that's ridiculous. Her thing. Like, she clearly... But she was there since 6 in the morning. We got there at, like, what, 12:30?
Yeah.
We got there at 12:30, and we were fourth row.
And the doors didn't open until, like, 6:15.
Yeah. That was a long wait. And it started raining.
Yeah.
But we were under tarps.
Because we got there early.
Yeah. It was so worth it, though. They only played 4 songs, but let me tell you, those were the best 4 songs of my life.
That was the best, like, 40 minutes of my life.
I mean, it really wasn't. I can name a few other, like, the time I met One Direction, that was way better, but... She gets so mad when I mention that I met One Direction. And then...
That's why I said the best time of my life, not yours.
My phone case just swapped to One Direction too. And these girls in line saw it and they're like, oh my gosh. And like, I wasn't going to tell them I met One Direction.
But I did.
But Cotty did. And then they were like freaking out. And then they told people. And people kept wanting to see.
And then those people told the other people.
And yeah, people kept wanting to see my pictures that I have on my phone. And it was a proud moment. It was a good moment. I love showing my pictures off. Because, dang, they is so good looking. Okay, anyways, off subject. Little Mix concert. That was a good day.
It really was.
It was a long day.
Yes.
Like, we probably waited in the line to meet Ed Sheeran about the same amount of time, but honestly, that one flew by.
Yep.
But this one dragged on. It was a really long day. And my feet were killing me.
Well, I think that's... The reason for that is because we listened to Ed's concert within those 6 hours, whereas we waited in line.
Well, and we met cool people. Yeah, like, that the people too. We met at this thing was totally lame.
Yeah, they were. But, and they were all really young, except that one person.
Oh, there, okay, 103.5 was hosting this, and there's a DJ on there, and I'm pretty sure he only plays music. I mean, I listen to 103.5 once in a while. It's not that great of a radio station. Let's get honest. Let's be real. I don't like a lot of their DJs. But there's this one DJ. I've never heard him before. I'm pretty sure he only plays music. But his name is DJ Spin Dizzy. Stupid name. But
it works for him.
It does. He is so good looking.
And I took some real good stalker photos of him. Man.
He's really good looking. He helped pass the time.
Yeah, he did once he got there.
Yeah.
Like at like 4 o'clock.
Yeah, 4 o'clock or so. That one other DJ, the morning DJ, he was pretty cool.
Yeah, the really short one?
Yes.
Like he was 5 foot.
There was a lot of short people there, like grown adults. Not like little kids. Like there were some short adults there.
Yes, there were.
That worked for 103.5.
Maybe they just hire short people.
And I'm definitely gonna be out of luck if I ever apply for a job there. But on to the next. Marin Ballet presents its 50th anniversary union performance on April 13th. There will be performances from the alumni dancers John Lamb, Robin Cornwell, Jessica Wagner, and many more. All this is taking place on Saturday, April 13th at 8 p.m. at the College of Marin in Kentfield, California. Tickets are on sale for $50 and are available now. And on to celebrity gossip. Did you have anything to interject in any of these?
I mean, I had one comment about the Jonas Brothers, but it wasn't that important.
Okay, well, let's rewind. Jonas Brothers.
Kevin and Danielle Jonas might be moving to New York.
Oh, I saw that on Disney Dreaming.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, fast forward. Okay, guys, celebrity gossip.
Man, that was a good fast forward.
I know. I should just be a fast forward machine.
You should. Fast forward to my wedding.
No.
With Louis Tomlinson, no. Please.
No.
Oh, okay. Gosh. God, I see how you are.
I'm trying to do this, okay? Amanda Bynes. Okay, there's all these pictures of her looking a hot mess with some red hair and her dimples pierced, and she just looks terrible. But now she's trying to say that those aren't her and that someone's trying to impersonate her. And she took to Twitter to tweet about this, about how, I don't own those clothes. But... like, everyone's, like, pretty much positive it's her. It looks just like her. And she also tried to say she's blonde. But then she was wearing, like, the same ring that she always wears. So, and everyone's pretty sure it's her. So, basically, Amanda Bynes is just crazy. Jay Leno is leaving The Tonight Show in spring of 2014. And Jimmy Fallon will take his place. And Jimmy Fallon will be leaving The Late Show. And they think Seth Meyers will be taking Jimmy Fallon's place, which is funny, because after Jimmy Fallon left SNL, that news, what is it called? Oh, it just slipped out of my head. But the news skit that they put on, Seth Meyers took that over, so it's like he's the lesser Jimmy Fallon. Jimmy Fallon is hilarious. I don't find Jay Leno funny at all. Let's get real. He's old. It's time. But Jimmy Fallon is hilarious. I love Jimmy Fallon. I would watch I would watch The Tonight Show if Jimmy Fallon was on it, which I will. Lady Gaga was offered $1 million to perform at the GOP convention, but turned it down, which isn't a surprise. But what surprised me is that people want her to perform at all. Like, I wouldn't pay a penny to even have her perform at a convention that I was running.
I mean, she's not the best, but she's not the worst.
She's so annoying with her meat costumes and
that was once.
Her perform, and she came in an egg. You can't say that.
That's just her.
No, she's her doing look. Too much. She needs to stop.
I'm not saying she shouldn't, but
I'm saying I wouldn't pay a penny to have her perform anywhere. Not even at my bar mitzvah, and I'm not 13 or Jewish, so.
So good thing you won't have her because you won't have one.
Yeah. But yeah, I know you have some Lady Gaga news.
I do. She's walking again. She had something wrong with her hip. She tore something in her hip and had to cancel the rest of her tour. And she had to have emergency surgery to fix it. And now she's finally walking again. But when she left the hospital, she left the hospital in a gold-plated wheelchair.
Oh my gosh, talking about doing the most. That is exactly what I'm talking about. Like, you don't need that. She's like over theatrical. There's like theatrical to a point where it's entertaining, and then there's like over theatrical where it's like, are you serious? Like, really, you're doing that right now? Like, there's this, like, I saw this video of her dancing on stage, and it's literally like her in like this thing that looks like a meat dress, but it's not a meat dress. And then all her dancers are wearing the same thing, kind of, and they're like, are on one leg, and then they're holding the leg of the person in front of them, and they're making a circle, and they're literally just hopping around in a circle. I saw that. I cannot unsee it.
She's really cool in person, though. Like, she's not that person.
Yeah, I don't care. Like, I'm sure Stephanie, whatever her name is, last name. I'm sure she's a very nice person, blah, 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 and she's talented. But Lady Gaga is annoying. Okay, let's just get that straight. I'm sure she's a completely different person, this whole persona she has on. But then right there, that annoys me. Like, I don't like personas. Like, just be yourself. Ugh. Okay. In Esquire magazine, Chris Pine admitted that he was not a Star Trek fan. But, I mean, I don't really know anyone who was a Star Trek fan before he became Captain Kirk. I mean, he's pretty hot. He can make anyone a Star Trek fan. And there's this really dumb show that I hear bits and pieces about, but I've never seen or don't even know what channel it's on or what time it's on. It's called The Splash, and it's like celebrity diving. And Kendra Wilkins was on it, but she quit due to fear of heights. And she like made this like formal apology, but really she's apologizing because now she can't get that money. Because really, why else would you be on that show? Like, clearly she's in need of money. She's in need of some camera time, and she's just sorry she can't have that. Lindsay Lohan, always a hot mess, tweeted that she was pregnant. And I just have on here, Lord help us all. Like, ooh. Is her, like, womb even safe? Like, I'm pretty sure it's not, like, lined in, like, whatever. It's a lot. What is it? What's the technical term? Blood? Is that it? Is that the technical term?
Embryonic fluid?
Okay. Yeah, I'm sure it's not even lined in that stuff. It's probably lined in, like, cocaine and alcohol. She's gonna have a baby that's totally just comes out jacked up. I mean, not like jacked up like mentally, like jacked up like it's on drugs. That will not surprise me. The MTV show's Buck Wild, which I've seen like 3 episodes and I loved it. Oh my gosh, I was not prepared for this. I don't even know what to do.
Answer it.
I don't know how to answer it. I know it's like line 6. Pick it up and... Oh, that's not right. Nope. Hello? Oh, gosh, that's not right either. Just hang it up. Hello. Oh, my gosh. Oh, I think that's all you had to press. Oh, gosh, press it. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello? I just want to say...
Oh my god, who the hell cares?
Oh my gosh, that made my day. Like, it kind of frightened me because I didn't know how to work the phone. That made my day. What is life? Anyways, come back to what I was talking about. Buck Wild.
Maybe they don't want to hear about that.
Clearly not, but I'm going to say it anyways. This is my show, and I care.
Oh my god, my stomach.
Oh my gosh. I'm dying. I can't breathe. Okay. Well, anyways, this guy named Shane Gandy, he's from Buckwild, he died of a carbon monoxide poisoning. And E! News decided to put 10 of his best quotes. And I feel like, obviously, they're all stupid. And so I was thinking, why are you tempting me to make fun of him when I shouldn't be making fun of a dead person? That's all I had to say. That's all I had to say about it. And then Demi Lovato took a picture of herself with no makeup on. And all of a sudden, she's inspirational. And her quote was like, "You don't need makeup, ladies." But I'd never put makeup on. It's not because I'm inspirational. It's because I'm lazy. And the judges denied Kim Kardashian for her court date being bumped up for her divorce. And so now she has to be married while having another man's baby. Poor her. And then here I have Cassandra's part. Go ahead.
Hillary Duff.
Oh, hold on a second. I'm not taking any more calls. I don't care. Okay, go on. I don't care if the phone's ringing. I won't take it. Go on.
Okay, so Hillary Duff wants to be a star on Two and a Half Men full time. I don't see why.
I don't see anyone watching that show anymore. Ever since Charlie Sheen got off it, it's not good.
No, it's not. And Selena Gomez and the cast of Pitch Perfect are going to be performing at the MTV Music Awards.
For a second, I thought that was her band. I was like, I thought her band was called The Scene.
But Janelle Evans, which is a teen mom, her son is Chase, right?
Jace.
That's what it is.
The cutest little boy on that show.
He's really cute. But she tweeted, she has an ex named Kiefer.
Trouble.
Yeah.
Trouble.
Written all over him.
I mean, if your name rhymes with a drug, it's not good.
And this is her tweet. "I hate you, Kiefer. Why can't you leave my life alone and stay away from me? You got me strung out on heroin. #bye. And so she just tweeted and told the world that she was addicted to heroin.
That she is addicted to heroin.
Yeah, that she is.
Not surprised. She looks like it.
Yeah, she is. And that's how she told everybody. And also, Corey Sims, which is the twins' father, tweeted a picture of the girls with their Easter baskets. And one of the twins is shirtless because that's how she woke up in the morning. And, like, everybody was making a big deal about it, of how he tweeted this picture of his little girl shirtless. And I'm like, she's three or four. I don't know. How old do you think they are?
Probably, like, three.
Yeah, so they're babies.
Yeah.
Like, why does it matter?
A lot of babies run around naked.
Yeah. She had underwear on. I mean, she wasn't completely naked. She was just shirtless. And also, he's getting married in June.
I hope he has a new hat. Like, literally, he's had the same hat since, like, for, like, 3 years. It's disgusting.
I'm pretty sure he does.
I'm pretty sure he doesn't. Last Teen Mom episode, I saw he had the same hat.
I don't know. I feel like I saw a picture of him.
Nope. It was probably the same hat.
No. Let me look.
It doesn't matter all that much. I'm just saying, I hope he has a new hat.
Okay, then.
But before we move on, I'd like to just tell you, remind you, that you are listening to radio.dominican.edu.
I liked your EDU on that.
I don't know why. I always feel like I have to slow down my EDUs. Because if I say it too fast, it just kind of runs together. So I'm always like, EDU. EA Games. It's in EA Sports. It's in the games.
Also, okay, so the week before last, we were talking about this band called Emblem 3.
Oh, okay.
And we had this big rant about how, like, she used to like them. Gosh. And now she doesn't. And then last night.
Here we go again.
Last night, she figured it out. She figured it out. The thing that bugs her about Keaton isn't his personality.
I don't know his personality, okay?
Isn't the way he Instagrams pictures, like she said last week.
No,
it's his hair.
Oh, God, his hair is so ugly. It just looks bad on him.
But that's what annoys her, is his hair.
I don't see why that's a problem. Like, I can be annoyed by someone's hair. Like, his hair is ugly. He looks ugly. Their music's not that good, and he's ugly, so there's no point in liking them anymore.
So if the 16-year-old looked...
Oh, my gosh. Don't have to mention his name. I mean, his age. I didn't
mention his name.
I meant his age every time we bring him up. Gosh, I get it, okay? I don't like the 16-year-old at all, so haha.
I know you don't, because his new hair.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to bring up something else.
Oh, I can bring that up, too.
Nope, you don't have to. Let's not.
Yeah, so she doesn't like him because of his hair.
His hair is too long, and it doesn't fit his face. It's ugly. I don't see what more there is to talk about. It's ugly. He's ugly now. If he cut his hair, he'd be better looking, and I might pay a little more attention to them. Oh, but I do know. I wasn't paying attention to them. It's just something that I saw. Mm-hmm. They're having this, like, I don't know. I don't know if it's a song or, like, an album, but it's called Chloe, which is stupid. Go on.
That's all you had to say?
Yeah.
Also, she found out today, new subject, that R5, the song that she played you, they're going to be in San Francisco in May. And, like, we could get this, like, VIP deluxe, like, whatever for $86. And I was in class, so I text her, and I was like, oh, what does that include? And I figured it would just include, like, a meet and greet.
No,
and
it's a lot of stuff. It's
I'm not done.
It's a lot of stuff for $86.
And, like, it was a really long list, and you get all this stuff. And the last thing on the list is a tote bag.
An eco-friendly tote bag.
And she's like, I'm not going to name names.
Oh, you can name it. I don't care. Just name it. Name the name.
This group, Brothers and One Sister, but Ross Lynch, the star of Austin and Ally.
Oh.
He's in this group. And she adores him.
Oh, that's a strong word.
But you do. And... oh, she doesn't want to go to meet him and, like, have a picture with him and, like...
Clearly the tote bag thing was a joke. Like, clearly I'm only in it to meet him.
But no, she's in it for
the
tote bag.
The tote bag was for the joke. Of course I don't care about a tote bag. I don't even use tote bags. Tote bags are usually ugly. Especially, like...
What if it had his face on it? It probably does.
I bet you it doesn't. I bet you has just, like, the logo. Which their logo's kind of ugly, so... It's just a guitar pick with R5 on it, which is kind of not special. But I bet you that's what it has. But it has, like, a signed CD with the VIP, and you get, like, to go to the sound check, and you get a questions and answers with the band.
And you get a picture with them.
Yeah.
And you get this, like, laminated VIP pass-looking thing. Mm-hmm. And...
A signed copy of the CD.
Yeah, of their new CD, Loud.
I mean, honestly, that R5 song I played was the only song that I know of theirs. I know some Austin and Ally songs.
Yes, she does. She really does.
I like that show. It's not a problem, I don't think.
It's not a problem.
Yeah. And then she was like, do you want to go? And I was like, no, maybe, I don't know. And she's like, I thought you'd really want to go. And I was like, I kind of do, but I don't know. And here's my logic here.
Yeah, I want to know your logic. I wasn't able to hear this.
I would like to go, but then I thought to myself, I'm only going to meet Ross Lynch. And since he's 17, I don't feel like that's right.
Why? He's good looking.
But he's a minor.
And he's going to be in San Francisco.
But he's a minor.
Okay, it's going to be May. He'll only be a minor for 7 more months. Look at it that way.
But he's still a minor.
So just because he's a minor means you can't get a picture of him?
I feel like it just would be weird for me. I feel weird.
But you didn't feel weird liking Harry as a minor?
I was only like 18. So, and he was 17. So it wasn't that weird. Okay, I'm 20 now. It's a little weirder.
I mean, I don't see what the problem is.
In my mind, there's a problem.
Well, no one needs to know your age. Don't, oh my gosh.
Man. I mean, I really do. Like, general admission tickets are only $18. Only $18 for a concert.
That's how cheap they are.
Yeah.
That's how not well known they are.
Yeah, that's like, this is my chance.
Exactly.
I don't know. I really want to go. But
I mean, they put on a pretty good show.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he does.
Oh my gosh. The rest 17-year-old should not do those things.
He was 16 when I saw him.
But he was 17 when I watched that video. That performance. That really got to me.
It really did.
It spoke to me. On many levels. But I feel like we should stop talking about him, honestly.
Why?
Because I feel like I'm talking about him too much in these past couple of days. So we're going to talk about Justin Bieber instead. There's a whole ton of Justin Bieber because he can't seem to get his act together. He got a monkey for his birthday, and so he took it with him on tour. But the German, government, found a problem in this. So they took the monkey from him, and they are holding it in a vet area. And they won't really release it to Justin right now. So he went on the rest of his tour. But now people are getting mad that he left his monkey in Germany. And on this issue, I'm siding with Justin. Like, what else is he going to do? Honestly, it's kind of stupid that someone got him a monkey in the first place.
It's a really cute monkey,
It is
though.
A really cute monkey. But what else is he going to do? Like, he has to leave it in Germany. And reports are going on that he went to Selena's house to pick up his stuff, and he ended up crying. And she already made fun of him for crying before, so why are you going to cry in front of her again? Like, clearly she's just laughing at you on the inside. Don't fuel the fire. He's having a new 3D movie called Believe. And apparently Selena was supposed to be in it a lot because, they were dating. He had her cut out of it completely, and she is real mad about that. She'll probably make fun of him for crying again.
I mean, I feel like I have to side with Justin kind of on this one because it's his movie.
Yeah, but he should just keep her in. Like, big whoop.
Double standards here?
No, I feel like Harry should keep Taylor in the movie too.
Okay.
Like, that was a part of his life while they were filming. They should keep it in the movie. But on to more Justin Bieber. And Justin Bieber, after his fight with his neighbor where he, spit on his neighbor and tried to fight his neighbor, they were talking about that he might have to go to anger management, but what he doesn't need anger management. He needs me as a friend to tell him to stop.
But will he if you tell him to stop is the question.
He might not at first, but then when I smack him upside the head a couple times, I think it's like training him,
He just needs to be trained.
Yeah, he does. And I can do that. But, I mean, Chris Brown is saying the same thing. He needs someone to tell him no.
And that's Chris Brown.
Yeah, and that's Chris Brown. Like, clearly Chris Brown needed someone to tell him, oh, you don't hit women. You don't hit anybody. Like, Chris Brown needed that, but he didn't get it. But even he understands that Justin Bieber needs to be told no once in a while. But Justin claims that he has no friends. Oh, poor Justin. That his phone never rings because he doesn't have friends. And he says that this is due to him not trusting anyone. But my thing is, maybe no one actually wants to be around him. Unless they're money-grubbing friends like Lil Twist. And to support I've been saying this for a long time. I've been saying that Lil Twist is not a good friend for him, that he has bad judgment in people, clearly, and that he's trusting the wrong people. But, of course, I'm not important, so no one listens to me. Will.i.am, basically backing me up right here, said that some of his friends aren't in it for the right reasons. Lil Twist. And I'm going to even add this, Alfredo Flores. Alfredo Flores works for Justin, But he doesn't stop at working for Justin. He, like, befriended Justin, and he has to do everything with Justin. He's basically up Justin's butt 24/7, and you know he loves the attention because he's always taking pictures with Justin. He was even seen on the beach with Selena one time. Like, he just loves the attention that Justin has given him. And sure, he works for him, but he's milking that. He is milking that friendship for all it's worth. But, speaking about people that works for Justin. Oh, I could not talk. Justin Bieber was banned from a nightclub in Vienna, Austria, right?
Yes.
After some of his security guards broke some cameras, they crushed a phone of people trying to take pictures of Justin. And so he is not allowed back at that club ever. Which is kind of dumb because it wasn't Justin's fault. I'm actually siding with Justin. Wow. Look at this. Look at this. Oh, how the tables have turned. It was that guy. Like, he shouldn't be allowed back in. And I can see maybe if he's with Justin, then Justin's not allowed back in. But to ban Justin for life? Wow. And Miss Canada. Justin is making enemies with Miss Canada. Because Miss Canada met him and was like, hey, I'm Miss Canada. Like, do you want a picture with me? And he said, no. And she was... Who was she talking about this with?
An interviewer of some... I don't know.
Anyway, she was talking to someone about it. And she just straight up called him a D-bag. She's like, oh yeah, Justin Bieber is a complete boop bag. So, yeah. He didn't want to photo with her. And clearly, because he's more important than her. I don't even know who Miss Canada is.
I don't
know who Miss Universe is. Because that's Miss America. Oh, pew, 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 pew. After 15 years, we won it again. Sorry. You have some other news, don't you? Because I'm off the Justin subject. This is going back to regular celebrities. But that is the reason that I could probably write a book of why Justin should stop whatever he's doing. Just stop in general.
Like completely, like completely. Stop his career?
And no, just stop doing what he's doing right now.
Okay. What else do you have?
So in other news, I just have, okay, well, Ed Sheeran is on tour with Taylor Swift. And I don't know why. I don't know why he would do this. But, of course, they travel on her private jet. And he brought a sword on the plane.
I don't know why. He did.
He brought a sword. And he, like, had it stowed away with some of his stuff. And something happened. And it, like, came tumbling down. And it, like, almost hit her. And, like, cut her.
It almost killed her.
Yeah, basically. So Ed Sheeran almost killed Taylor Swift.
What a story would that have been, though?
Yep. He'd finally be like, I told you I didn't want to date her. Okay. Oh, okay. And then Disney Dreaming. Okay. Let's back it up. Let's get some background info here. I don't know why, but young Harold Styles from One Direction is always in LA, just by himself in LA. And he was seen in the recording studio in LA by himself. And everyone was like, oh, he's trying to go solo. And Disney Dreaming went as far to say that he's definitely trying to go solo. He tweeted that he missed some recording dates with the band, so he was making up their vocals in LA. And they brought that up in the Disney Dream, but they insisted that he was secretly making a solo album. And I don't know why they're going to try. No. Don't. I know better than you on this subject. Trust me.
Oh, she does. But my question is, like, I know he was there to record, but why does he have to be in LA to do that?
He didn't go to LA to record.
Isn't that what you just said?
No, I said he was in LA and he was recording. But he just goes to LA just because. I don't know, that's his thing.
But he was in LA to record.
No, he was in LA and he was there and he was recording, but he wasn't there to record. He didn't specifically go to LA to record. He was in LA, he missed some dates, and so while he was on vacation, he recorded some.
Okay.
I mean, are you really gonna?
No, I'm done.
I mean, does that make sense to you?
Yes, it makes sense.
Okay. And speaking of One Direction, they're coming out with a book called, hold on, Where We Are, Our Band, Our Story. And of course, I'm going to buy it, not for the story, for the pictures. I'm more of a picture person when it comes to them. Okay, go on with your news.
Okay, well, Niall Horan got his braces off yesterday.
Whoop-a-dee-doo. I got my brace off in 8th grade. Let's make a big deal about it.
Okay, then. God, you're rude.
I know.
He was also spotted in the studio with Miley.
Go on, I didn't say anything.
You're being mean.
But I just don't I'm not trying to be mean to you. I just don't understand why these things are newsworthy.
On bigger news, Louis Tomlinson got this chest tattoo. Oh my god, tattoo.
Literally bigger news?
Yeah,
bigger news.
It is bigger news. Smaller news. It's a big tattoo.
This is literally smaller news.
How's that smaller news than him getting, than Niall getting his braces off?
Okay, let's talk about this. You went from braces to recording studio. Recording studio is bigger than braces, and then whatever follows has to precede the next thing. So you're saying the tattoo story is bigger than the recording story, which it's not.
To my eyes, it is.
Your eyes are biased.
Is that a problem?
Yeah, when reporting, yes.
Anyways, Zayn Malik also got a chest tattoo. I need those shirtless pictures from Australia. Because we already got a shirtless one of Harry in LA earlier. Why are you giving me that look?
I'm not giving that. I'm letting you talk. I'm just letting you talk. Go on.
Well, that's pretty much it. In One Direction news.
Wow, a whole bunch going on there. I'm just saying, like I said, I'm not trying to make fun of you for picking those stories. I'm trying to make fun of Disney Dreaming for thinking those things are actually important enough.
I didn't get those off Disney Dreaming.
Okay, the braces thing was on E! News, but the rest were, the other thing was on Tumblr, so that's not even actual news. See, Disney Dreaming didn't even find that big enough to report. So, I'm just saying, there's some things that's like, oh, okay, like that happened, but who really gives a darn? You feel?
Sure.
Anyways, I just am so tempted to play I Want You Bad again. Great video. That wraps up the show, though, and you can listen next week, same time, same place, 7 o'clock, only at radio.dominican.edu, and I'm going to leave you with the Jonas Brothers new songs, Pom Poms.